WTAW news time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 51 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan firefighters put out two house fires yesterday that were both started by the misuse of space heaters.
One of them's cord was trapped under heavy furniture and had caused a shorting problem in it, and the other one had been modified and was being used differently than designed, and the modifications caused problems for it.
Deputy Fire Marshal William Bowes says occupants of a home on Highway 21 east of the Castle Heights neighborhood escaped injury despite the home not having smoke detectors. There were also no injuries to those living on William Joel Bryan north of Sue Haswell Park. No firefighters were hurt. 2 years ago, the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals threw out a Brazos County District Court jury's decision to give a College Station man the death penalty. Yesterday afternoon, another jury spent 1.5 hours to decide to resentence 52-year-old Stanley Griffin to life in prison for the September 2010 strangulation death of Jennifer Haley. Griffin will be eligible for parole in 22 years because he's already spent 8 years in prison. The Texas A&M System Board of Regents has unanimously changed the way A&M's senior academic leaders are hired. Faculty members could play a role in the future, but they will no longer have veto power in the selection of deans and department heads, among other positions. Regents Chairman Charles Schwartz of Houston says they are replacing a method that is being used by a very tiny minority of peer universities, and decisions are made by a low percentage of faculty members.
What we're trying to do, at least in my mind, is not to be counterproductive, but to open up more and better lines of communication rather than binary up or down votes by the faculty that preempt the process.
The decision to change the policy came on the same day the Regents named a new dean of A&M's College of Agriculture. Patrick Stover of Cornell University, an Ivy League school in New York, starts March 1st following the retirement of Mark Hussey. Dr. Stover was chosen from a field of 5 candidates that also included former A&M president Elsa Murano. The College Station City Council began last night's open meeting by naming an interim city manager. Deputy City Manager Chuck Gilman will take over April 1st as Kelly Templin takes over operations at the Texas A&M System's Rellis campus. Gilman, a 1998 A&M graduate, joined the city in 2007 and has started his 5th year as deputy manager. The council has no other comments about additional compensation for Gilman or how the search for Templin's permanent replacement will be done. The Bryan City Council and Planning and Zoning Commission were introduced yesterday to consultants hired to help develop a plan to annex the Rellis campus and surrounding area. Bryan's Planning Department Manager Martin Zimmerman says the consultants have 5 months to present their recommendations.
They're here in town today and tomorrow to get their boots on the ground and have stakeholder meetings with representatives from A&M, Rellis, city departments. We have some neighbors from the Smetana area that'll come, economic development, and so forth.
Zimmerman, speaking on our show, says after the consultants submit their recommendations, then the city council makes a formal decision whether to proceed with annexation. If that happens, then there will be a series of public hearings. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 51 degrees. Call or text us this morning. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
All right, America. H&R Block has some good news for taxpayers this year. Check this out. For a limited time only, you could get a refund advance loan of up to $3,000 the same day you file at Block. That's right. You could get up to $3,000, no interest. Why wait weeks for your refund when you could get money at Block today? See? Told you it was good news. To learn more or find participating locations near you, visit hrblock.com. Get money faster. Get your taxes won. Optional tax refund related loan from B of I Federal Bank. Not your tax refund. $500, $750, $1,250, or $3,000 loans offered. Approval and loan amount based on expected refund and other conditions. Funds loaded on prepaid card. Tax returns may be e-filed without applying for this loan. Fees for other products or features may apply.
Why wait for your money? H&R Block has up to $3,000 in a refund advance loan available today. Visit our location next to Kroger's on Boonville and Bryan or in Caldwell on Highway 21 across from the Civic Center. H&R Block.
Good morning, Infomaniacs. It's 7:10. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, and the weather is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Cloudy for today. Temperatures are going to be up around 65 degrees. There is the possibility of a passing shower or two later in the day. Scattered showers are possible through the night, lows 55 to 60. Tomorrow, clouds continue. There'll be a few showers around. High temperatures on Saturday near 70. Showers possible tomorrow night, lows 40 to 45. Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers Sunday. Much cooler, highs only 45 to 50. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, number 14, Texas A&M Women's Hoops picked up a big win last night against Ole Miss. Coach Gary Blair also picked up a big win just in his career, his 350th at Texas A&M.
Hopefully we've touched a few lives along the way and turned them into solid citizens out there that are contributing, using that Aggie degree and Aggie ring. That's what it's all about.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up. Also looking at the men's game for tomorrow, the guys will be welcoming Kentucky to town. So that should be a big matchup tomorrow night at Reed Arena. And Aggie softball kicks off its regular season this afternoon. All that more coming up in sports.
There you go. Got pretty good weather for that.
Yeah.
As far as the temps are concerned, that could have been a little bit problematic. So I see the Aggies baseball team, they're going to start with Rhode Island so that those guys will just be happy for anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Normally they'll start with those northern, northeastern teams come down.
Yeah, the big Rhode Island, whatever they're called. That'll be
Rhode Island Reds? That'd be pretty
cool. That would be good.
I don't think that's what their nickname is, though.
All right, if you're driving to work today, here's a public service announcement.
It's called an acceleration lane, people. When you get into the interstate, you've got to accelerate to be at the same speed that people are traveling on the interstate. I'm not telling you to jack up your speed and go way above the speed limit. Don't do that. But I need you to be going the speed limits as you merge into traffic, because it totally jacks everybody up that's in the lanes traveling down the road. Accelerate on that ramp to get on the interstate system, not over the speed limits, but what everybody else should be traveling on that road.
All right.
Be safe.
Yeah.
Don't spoil somebody's Friday by not accelerating.
And okay? If somebody's merging and you're in the right-hand lane and you got the left lane, get over.
If you've got the left lane.
If you've got the left lane. If you've got the left lane.
If you don't, just bear down and squeeze them into the shoulder.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah. Yeah.
Unless they give you the wave.
Or just make the adjustment. But, but be kind out there. Yeah. But even more so, just drive better.
Just don't be a jerk.
Be That's better. Right.
Yeah, be better in everything. Okay, so yes, the temperature was 9 degrees below zero in Sartell, Minnesota. And so the lady who's shopping inside the store says, well, I'll just go ahead and auto start my car so it'll be warm when I get out to the parking lot.
Okay.
And it probably was warm. It just wasn't in her parking lot anymore.
Nope.
Nowhere to be found. Her Jeep Grand Cherokee was missing. Surveillance video from the store showed a man climbing into the SUV and driving away at about 8:30. That man, whose name was Edward Wilson, and we know because clearly it did not end well for him.
Poor Edward, yeah.
According to police, he didn't make it far before he started running into car trouble.
No.
So at 10:30, just hours later, the owner of the car got a phone call. It was a woman on the phone. She told her that the car's, you're the car's owner. She said, that's right. And she starts asking questions about the Jeep. Well, then she doesn't get the answer she wants, so she hands the phone directly to
Edward,
who started talking to her over the phone, saying he gave a different name, said that he is employed by an auto glass repair company.
And we stole your car.
And he was fixing her car, and that the car was now fixed, and he'd return it.
Yeah, because companies just steal cars out of the grocery store parking lot.
But what she needed to do was tell him how to restart it or just restart it for him.
Wow. Yeah, that's what it is.
This is dumb.
Yeah, see, it was, and he's been caught now.
She gone to Safe Flight Repair, Safe Flight Replace.
There you go.
They'll do it right there.
So I'm surfing last night, and I see a commercial by Dude Perfect. Have you seen it?
Oh, the case.
Yeah, I have
not seen it, but my mom text messaged me about it because she thought it was so cool.
Well, actually, I was going through fast because I was watching something going, wait a minute, there's a guy who's got his face in the camera with a beard and his hat's on backwards. Now, again, that's probably not reason enough to go back, but then I saw a basketball fly through the air. I went back. I went, oh yeah, and checked it out. And,
cool.
You know, so
I was about to say, it could either be Matt Patricia, the new Detroit Lions head coach, or Dude Perfect.
That's exactly right. So anyhow, so they've made the pretty big time.
I think so.
I don't know that that's a national commercial, but that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, they have made it. They have their own show. They did for a little while, at least on CMT.
Really?
I know, yeah. But
how do you do that?
How do you have your own show? Well, I guess they just make cool trick shots.
Yeah, and obviously they do more than just basketball
shots. Yeah, you gotta,
they do funny videos and things like that.
You'd burn through your inventory pretty quickly there. Mm-hmm.
But that's still pretty cool, though, that you can make a living, a pretty good one, mind you, just doing that.
It is amazing way you can make a living now.
Yeah, we had a listener text in, and they said, love our PSA message. The deceleration lane works the same way in reverse. Don't slow down on the freeway. Use the deceleration lane.
Oh, you're so right, sir or ma'am. You're exactly right.
Sir, thanks, John, for texting in.
Yeah, the very idea. Oh, wait, let me put my blinker on because it's 3/4 of a mile to that exit, and I'm not going to miss it, and I'm just letting you know.
But let us not underlook the importance of the blinker. The blinker, without a doubt, is important because no one can read your mind.
Okay.
Hey, Chelsea, you talked about the new bullet train yet?
Yeah, I talked about it in the last newscast.
Yes, in the last newscast. One going to... Go ahead.
I love just messing with y'all.
I have no idea what's going on
Now. The only reason we think it's unusual is because there probably are times. But
Zach in his own little world.
Hey, for all you old folks, it was on this date in 1964, that the Beatles appeared on Ed Sullivan.
Wow.
We're talking 73 million people tuned in to watch them.
Wow.
Yep. They were on they did 5 songs.
Huh.
And
very cool.
Yep. Got paid $2,400.
Wow.
That's
2,400.
Split, what, 5 ways?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, probably right. Yeah. And happy birthday to Hershey's Chocolate. Founded on this date in 1894. So you got
that's a good thing.
You ever been to Hershey, Pennsylvania?
I have, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yep.
Is it everything you thought it would be and more?
Well, it's okay. Well, got a chance to tour the place,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't have like a tasting room.
Oh, you know, how do you not have a tasting room?
Yeah. I don't
know. Why go to breweries?
Yeah, absolutely. No one went to just the tour.
Maybe everybody got a Hershey's Kiss or something. The deal is, I don't know that they do that anymore for safety reasons.
Right, and for,
security.
And now
that
it's
kind of
that, too. And then, I mean, even just what's happened at Bluebell, you can't take a tour of the whole facility anymore.
Yeah,
so.
Somebody falls in the river of chocolate and gets sucked up. And
then, Willy Wonka thing all over again. Mm-hmm. That's true. Hey, it's National Pizza Day, too, so celebrate as you see fit.
Heck yeah.
Don't know if it happened or not, but Chicago public schools have... They called off their classes today. Cook County courts are closed. The airlines have been canceling flights in and out of O'Hare and Midway. They're expecting 14 inches of snow.
Jeez.
Oh, my gosh.
And to say that Chicago is a pretty key hub would be...
An understatement. Yeah, exactly.
See, that's the thing with Chicago, though. They'd not only get that Midwest weather, then they've got the wind whipping off the lake.
Lake effect.
Yeah, and it's just, man.
I've gotten stuck in Chicago at O'Hare in August because of weather. I mean, it doesn't matter what time of year.
Because of the wind or because of
there
wind
was
for you?
Basically a, like... some kind of tornado conditions on the lake. It was actually the Astros were in town playing the Cubs, and I was supposed to be on my way to New York to visit my grandparents, and we got stuck, not stuck in the air. We had to stay in the air because we couldn't land in Chicago because of the weather. Had to do a landing in Indianapolis to refuel because our plane was running out of fuel.
Yeah.
got back into the air, and then finally was able to get into Chicago. And I ended up being in a line with this guy who's an Astros fan. He had had front row seats for the game that night and ended up, you know, not making it.
He was not happy.
Nope. And that they actually stinks. Got to play the game up until the eighth inning. I think it was called due to lightning.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah. But again, August, it doesn't matter what time of year.
Okay. I guess it was last week we were talking about the service peacock.
Yes.
Right? And how it was on the plane.
Or they tried to.
They
I
tried
don't think
to do the plane.
It.
That's
yeah.
right. And they said, no, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we've taken it to a whole new level. Is that basically right? That there was this lady, is it Spirit Airlines, who had her comfort hamster with her?
Oh.
21-year-old Belden Aldecasia just wanted to bring her emotional support hamster, Pebbles, on her flight to South Florida.
Yeah.
And insists she called Spirit Airlines twice to make sure it was okay. But at the airport, the airline refused. And then she claims a Spirit employee suggested she either let Pebbles run free or flush her. Choosing what she felt was the most humane, she flushed Pebbles.
Oh, my God.
Peter tells Fox News one phone call could have saved this animal. And not only is flushing a living being down the toilet cruel, but it's illegal. Spirit Airlines tells Fox News an employee misinformed the young woman that dwarf hamsters were allowed on board. But they can say confidently at no point did any of their agents suggest she should flush Pebbles.
Oh,
Therese
Pebbles.
Crowley, Fox News.
Yeah.
Y'all, there are tears welling up in my eyes right now.
That is pretty sick, though, that you flush your hamster.
I'm sorry, but if it is your comfort hamster, there is no way I'm getting on that plane if they're not letting the hamster come with me.
I don't care who said what.
Give it to somebody in the parking lot.
Well, the deal is, apparently, she came from a really cold weather area. Okay, couldn't. I mean, what are you going to do with the animal? And you're
let
right.
Let Pebbles go. At least give him a chance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
How is flushing your hamster the most humane thing to do?
I cannot imagine.
That makes absolutely no sense.
Do not know.
Wow. Okay. So a little inside baseball. Scott text messages us when he wants to talk about something. So he texted us and said, hamster story, yes or no? Well, I thought you were asking if we had hamster stories. And I was like, oh, yeah. How much time do we have? Because I have plenty. And so I was not expecting this story.
You obviously didn't read my response.
Well,
I said
didn't.
I would normally say flush it, but I'll make an exception.
Again, I just didn't really know what you were talking about. And,
I was in a dilemma. I'm going.
I mean, I'm glad. Well, I don't know if I'm glad we covered it.
Now you know.
I'm never flying Spirit again.
Well, people are wondering how much of this is actually true and how much of it is. I mean, she might be fudging a little bit on this.
Where did that report come from?
Well, this report come. Well, that was Fox.
Yeah. Okay.
But what they're saying is that the story was she originally talked to somebody,
right.
air quotes, from the airline who just said, well, you know, you can't, but why don't you just, you know,
sneak it on.
Yeah, yeah, something.
But so, honestly, how much commotion is a hamster going to make?
Oh, I agree.
It's not like a peacock. I'm not the biggest hamster fan.
Until it gets loose.
I'm not the biggest hamster. I think they're kind of fun, especially in that commercial where they drive the car around and they're dressed up. But
I think those might be guinea pigs.
Oh, well, same thing.
But still,
but you know, at the same time, it's a little rodent. It's not going to make a lot of fuss.
Right, especially if it's in like a little carrier.
It would seem like you could find a soft-sided carrier to put the hamster
right.
in
there. Right, and like I said, I am not a big hamster advocate. It's not like I go to hamster meetings
or
anything.
Hamster hugger.
I've never had one,
but if I cared about an animal that much, well, even any animal, I would never flush a live animal.
Right. Even a fish.
Well, even a fish.
Really?
I wouldn't flush a live fish.
Not a live fish, Scott.
No. Okay, fine. Whatever. I'm just saying, though.
What's he going to do with
the
biscuit?
You know what I would
have done? It was a comfort to her.
What if Pebbles is still alive?
Oh, stop.
That's like,
hanging out in the
like,
sewer.
You know, you try to bring your dog to a restaurant, and they're like, oh, we don't allow dogs inside. And it's like, all right, well, sorry, Fred. I need my hamburger. Bye. And you just, like, let Fred go away.
Hello?
Why didn't she just give the hamster some heavy-duty tranquilizers, put it in a little coffin, and tell the airline she's taking the body for burial?
Yeah, you could have done that.
That's true.
Yeah. Like, call somebody a vet and say, I got this.
I would have just let him go in the airport.
You need a
trank. Let him go, start chaos, mass chaos, have everybody freaking out.
Yeah.
But you know what? At least he went out with a bang, not down the toilet.
Yeah, but really, if you're going to bring a hamster on an airplane, though, you need to trank that bad boy. Because you can imagine a wild rabbit hamster running around.
Well, that
and
would
just
be the way
attacking
to do it.
People.
Yeah.
Well, that would be the way to do it. Is you give it a tranquilizer and just let it sleep, and then
yeah,
you're going to be
a little
there.
Sleepy.
All right, man, there you go.
Sad day.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Eric Wally at Sunshine Fun Pools. I was recently asked, who do you see as your ideal customer? And who do you think gets the most enjoyment out of their pool? Well, while there are ecstatic pool owners from all walks of life, one particular group comes to mind, and that's grandparents. Grandparents that build a pool and spa for the enjoyment of their grandchildren. And that really makes sense if you think about it. They're obviously in a different season of their lives as they've softened the edges of parenthood, and now it's all about being present and having fun with those grandkids. We've been talking about the role a custom pool and spa can take in special moments for families, and I can't think of anything more touching than grandma and grandpa creating lifelong memories with their grandbabies, right? If you're a grandparent out there listening right now and this sounds like something you'd like to explore, give us a call at Sunshine Fun Pools. We'll show you our new top-to-bottom plus cleaning and circulation system from Hayward. It takes the manual labor out of cleaning your pool, giving you more time for the important things and people in your life. Come see us. We'll help you create your story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
725, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's the weather brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Got a shot at some showers today, about 20%. High today will be 66 with winds out of the south. Tonight we'll be down to around 60. Then tomorrow it'll be 70. We've got a 40% chance of showers, however. And then the winds are going to shift around tomorrow afternoon. So tomorrow night we'll be down to 39. High on Sunday, only 41. But we get sunshine back on Monday and a high of 55. And just peeking ahead right now, it says that Tuesday our high will be 64. So that'll be all right. Right now winds out of the southeast at 6. We have a little bit of mist out there because the humidity is a little high. 49 is our chill factor, and the air temperature is 51.
Texas Land Commissioner George B. Bush is a conservative who's fighting for Texas, and that means he's fighting for you. He campaigned for Donald Trump in 2016 and supports the Trump agenda in Texas. He took on the Obama administration over its attempt to illegally take private Texas property and stopped Obama from stealing our land. George P. Bush is fighting to save the Alamo for generations to come, fighting to give our veterans the support they need, fighting to reduce the size of government, fighting to improve our schools, and fighting to create more jobs and growth in Texas. Commissioner George P. Bush is a real conservative. He's pro-life, pro-gun, pro-traditional values, and he's the only true conservative in this race. Texas Commissioner George P. Bush, your commissioner, your conservative.
Political ad paid for by George P. Bush campaign.
Last weekend, linebacker for the Indianapolis Colts, Edwin Jackson, 29, was killed along with his Uber driver when Manuel Orrego Zavala, wonder where he's from, plowed into their vehicle. The perp was drunk at the time, they say, was in the country illegally, though he had been deported twice. On Tuesday, President Trump tweeted about it, calling for tougher immigration enforcement and offered prayers and best wishes to Jackson's family. On Wednesday, the driver was charged with four felonies, two for leaving the scene and two more for being intoxicated and causing the deaths of two men. Now, after charging the driver, the Marion County prosecutor, a Democrat, went off on Trump. Terry Curry, the prosecutor, said he was disheartened that ghoulish and inappropriate public commentary had politicized the tragedy. Curry claimed the president failed to acknowledge that two people lost their lives. Now, what Curry fails to acknowledge is that the tragedy and others like it are political, because one political party, his Democrat Party, gives sanctuary to perps like this, refuses to secure the borders, and gets in the way of people trying to enforce the law. The president has every right to comment on these events. It's appropriate. It's necessary if we're ever going to overcome Democrat obstruction.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Bayinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Bayinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It is 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. On the same day, the Texas A&M System Board of Regents announced the flagship university's new dean of the College of Agriculture. The board voted to reduce the influence that faculty will have over the future selection of deans and other senior academic leadership positions. The Ag School Dean is coming from the Ivy League. Dr. Patrick Stover starts March 1st after working at Cornell University. He was among five finalists, who included former A&M President Elsa Morano. Before that, the Regents took away veto power the faculty has during the selection process. The Speaker of the Faculty Senate, Angie Hill Price, asked the Regents to delay a decision or drop the idea.
The Chancellor has talked about all the wonderful things that have happened in our system and the extraordinary accomplishments that have happened at this university and elsewhere. And this has been achieved through the guidance of academic leaders who went through these processes. They were very successful in making sure that the faculty and stakeholders who are essential in the development of our university were listened to and engaged in the process.
Regents Chairman Charles Schwartz of Houston says the change was in part due to aligning A&M's policy to a majority of peer universities, and in part because a low percentage of faculty members were involved in the decision-making process.
What we're trying to do, at least in my mind, is not to be counterproductive, but to open up more and better lines of communication rather than binary up or down votes by the faculty that preempt the process.
The revised policy gives the Regents, Chancellor, and President the option of including faculty and other university stakeholders. Consultants hired by the Bryan City Council are spending 2 days in town to start collecting information that could lead to annexing land in and around the Texas A&M System's Rellis campus.
They were selected because they had a good plan of work, we thought, as to who to reach out to. It looked to us like they did their homework really well, and so we're excited to be working with them. And they actually have a team that includes a planner, a law firm, as well as an engineering firm, and the market analysis firm.
Planning manager Martin Zimmerman says the consultants will also meet with A&M system officials and property owners near Rellis, including those in the Smetana community along Highway 21. The consultants have 5 months to present their recommendations to the city council.
Whatever their recommendation is at that point, the council has a decision to make how to proceed. If that happens, then we'll be probably looking at another contract of sorts to actually go about doing that, depending on which way the council decides to go. And at that point, yes, there are going to be required public hearings.
Zimmerman, speaking on our show, says the consultants were hired to develop three possible annexation scenarios with a fiscal impact analysis for each one. Last night's College Station City Council meeting began with a unanimous vote naming Chuck Gilman interim city manager.
Congratulations, Mr. Gilman.
Condolences, Mr. Gilman.
Come on.
Congratulations given by Carl Mooney and James Benham were the only comments. Nothing was said about additional compensation for Gilman when he begins his new duties April 1st, or how the council will look for a permanent successor for Kelly Templin, who is taking over operations at the Texas A&M Systems Rellis campus. Gilman, who just started his fifth year as a deputy manager, has been with the city for 11 years. The Federal Railroad Administration is extending its deadline for public comment about a proposed Texas bullet train.
The plan is to run a high-speed train between Houston and Dallas, with possible long-term extensions to Fort Worth and to Monterrey, Mexico. Texas Central Partners is met with resistance, especially in the Brazos Valley area. The deadline for public comment is now extended from February 20th to March 9th. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
In September 2012, a Brazos County District Court jury gave a College Station man the death penalty, a decision that was thrown out 2 years ago by the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals. Another jury took an hour and a half yesterday to resentence 52-year-old Stanley Griffin to life in prison for the strangulation murder of Jennifer Haley in her home almost 7.5 years ago. Griffin will have to serve 22 more years before he becomes eligible for parole. We're approaching 3 years since a shootout in Waco between motorcyclists and police left 9 dead, 20 injured, and more than 150 bikers indicted on charges of engaging in organized criminal activity. Yesterday, the McLennan County District Attorney's Office announced dropping charges against 13 of the 150 and recusing the office from prosecuting two additional cases. The actions came hours before a scheduled hearing with current and former staff due to speak about corruption allegations against District Attorney Abel Reyna. That hearing was canceled. More than 100 bikers, including 11 whose cases were dismissed yesterday, have civil suits pending against the District Attorney's Office and the Waco Police Department. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 52 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
A roof is a roof is a roof, right? Wrong! Sure, a lot of the same materials are used, and sure, some of the same styles are built. But at Aggieland Roofing, things are done right the first time. Satisfaction guaranteed. Aggieland Roofing guarantees that your roof installation or repair will be completed on time the first time. Aggieland Roofing, 777-1432 or aggielandroofing.com. Aggieland Roofing. Roofing done right.
He's our neighbor for more than 50 years. A local bookstore owner for more than 40 years. A fighting Texas Aggie class of 69. Our state representative, John Rainey. John Rainey has voted for law and order and a more secure border. He supported $800 million for border security surge operations, putting more boots on the ground and more assets in the air to stop traffickers. Rainey voted to end sanctuary cities for illegal aliens because the rule of law must be enforced. And Rainey supported increasing the state share of education funding to improve our schools and to allow school districts to reduce property taxes.
I'm John Rainey. I have a record of improving education, supporting our great teachers, and fighting to keep property taxes under control. I am pro-life because every life matters from conception until natural death.
A fighting Texas Aggie, a local small business owner, a staunch conservative. John Rainey for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the John Rainy campaign.
Hey, good morning. Friday, you probably knew that, 7:38. Might have known that, too. It's time for the weather. It's brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
Clouds are here. They're here to stay right through the weekend. Looks like we warm up quite a bit through Saturday, and then much cooler weather arrives by Sunday. Cloudy today. There's the chance of a couple of showers later in the day. Highs near 65. Scattered showers overnight. Lows will be 55 to 60. Showers tomorrow, close to 70. Tomorrow night, scattered showers. Lows 40 to 45. Mostly cloudy, breezy with a few showers on Sunday, cooler 45 to 50. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, 14th-ranked Aggie women's basketball picked up an 83-54 victory over Ole Miss last night. The ladies led 48-13 at the half. Yeah, it's 48-13. It was a big win in more ways than one because Coach Gary Blair picked up his 350th at Texas A&M. But as Coach said, it's all about the kids.
Hopefully we've touched a few lives along the way and turned them into solid citizens out there that are contributing, using that Aggie degree and Aggie ring. That's what it's all about.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach Blair coming up, talking about Aggie men's hoops. We'll be hosting Kentucky tomorrow. And Aggie softball kicks off the regular season today. All that more coming up in sports.
And the Olympics have already started.
And the Woo! Olympics have officially started.
Yay!
On this episode of Olympic Apologies, you'll hear a touching mea culpa from the inventor of the luge.
A small one- or two-person sled that travels down a sheet of ice at speeds well over 80 miles per hour.
I'm sorry I didn't come up with any kind of meaningful form of control. Instead of a joystick or steering wheel, I thought it would be cool to change direction simply by leaning. Two or three metric tons of hate mail from angry and disfigured luge drivers, though, would seem to indicate otherwise.
Next time on Olympic Apologies, you'll hear the genius who invented the winter sport of curling say he's sorry for wasting everyone's time. Until then, America.
There you are. There'll be a lot. By the way, there may be some of you who do not want to watch the Olympics.
Oh, why not? Why would someone not want to?
I know. I'm just saying, though, you have an alternative tonight. I mean, because the coverage starts at 7 o'clock tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Anchored by, of course, Mike Tirico.
Mike Tirico.
And Katie Couric.
Katie Couric?
She's back.
Yeah, she is back.
Back over there at NBC where she might belong. But if you don't want to watch that, Fox has the alternative for you. Who shot Biggie and Tupac?
Oh, okay.
Tupac.
Tupac. Whatever.
Yeah.
On at the exact same time. It's 7 o'clock.
I might actually record that. Might actually watch that.
See how this one works out for you. Tomorrow night, the counter-programming of the Winter Olympics will be on HBO. Going to do a little movie called Wonder Woman.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
See how that shakes out.
Yeah, I like that one.
And then on Sunday, I mean, this is a no-brainer pretty much.
Uh-huh.
Sunday, up against it, the counter-programming of the Winter Olympics will be Big Brother Celebrity Edition.
Oh yeah, of course.
And it'll be a two-hour Celebrity Edition. So
Clay Honeycutt coming back?
I have no idea. I didn't watch the original, so how would I know
if he's
coming
back?
He's
not a celebrity.
Back,
right? Okay.
I didn't recognize him on that. I didn't recognize him on the football field either. Because
he wasn't there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he was there. He just, anyways, did you hear about Shawnee Davis?
I don't know who that is. Nope.
So he's a speed skater, American speed skater.
Ooh, we're going to do a backstory now. Crisscross applesauce. Here we go. Okay, go ahead.
We're ready.
Okay, so he's an American speed skater. He won the 1,000 meters in 2010 and became the first American to two-peat in that event.
Okay.
Now, he wanted to be the flag bearer.
We usually just call it repeat, but
repeat.
But two-peat's cool, too.
Well, that's what he, okay, so that's what Shawnee Davis calls it on his Twitter.
All right.
So he wanted to be the flag bearer at the games.
And they said no. Nope.
And they said, well, apparently they vote on this thing.
Oh, okay.
And I guess
it's kind of like the heads of departments at A&M.
I guess something like that.
Yeah, all right.
And so it was 4-4. So to finally figure out who was going to do it, they flipped a coin.
Ah.
Oh, maybe they should try that at A&M.
And Shawnee Davis didn't win.
He lost.
And he took to Twitter to vent.
Wow.
He goes, I'm an American, and when I won the 1,000 meters in 2010, I became the first American to two-peat in that event. Two-peat, not repeat, two-peat.
I understand.
At Team USA, dishonorably tossed a coin to decide its 2018 flag bearer. No problem. I can wait until 2022. Hashtag Black History Month 2018. Hashtag Pyeongchang 2018.
Get over it.
So he is upset.
Get over it.
But again, it comes back to people are like, oh, well, he's not a team player. He doesn't compete in a team event.
Well, and there's nothing prejudicial about their vote.
Well, there's not.
They flipped a coin.
Exactly.
There's not.
Exactly.
But I guess he thinks that.
And Aaron Hamlin is a four-time Olympian and is a loser. That's what they call them.
Right, yeah.
But a
winner in our hearts.
Yeah, but she's done a ton of great stuff, too. Like, be happy for your fellow American.
Well, yeah, it was pretty.
Apparently he can't.
Pretty, obviously not. Low stuff.
Fairly sad. All right, so Time to say bye-bye to one of the classic Lucky Charms marshmallows.
Which one?
Which one?
Did you guys, like, grow up doing the Lucky Charms
thing?
I mean,
I wasn't a big fan of them, but I know
either.
What they are.
Well, since 2008, the yellow hourglass marshmallow.
Mushroom.
has been included.
Wow, what were you eating,
box.
Scott?
Exactly. But come this spring, it officially will be retired. This isn't the first time that Lucky Charms has switched up the variety of shapes and colors. You didn't know that, did you?
No.
The original lineup, which debuted in 1963, was green clovers, pink hearts, orange stars, and yellow moons.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Since then, only the pink heart has remained in the mix. This is the kind of stuff you talk about in the break room today.
Yeah.
The only one. The pink heart has remained.
The pink heart is the only one.
They don't have the moon anymore? Wow.
They have a blue moon.
The following shapes have all been sent to the Lucky Charms graveyard, so to speak. The blue diamond, the purple horseshoe, the swirled whale, the red balloon, rainbow, pot of gold, and the shooting star. Okay.
Wow.
That's probably more than we needed to know about this stuff.
I've never liked the taste of Lucky Charms.
Well, how old are those marshmallows?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
all they are is sugar.
And they're chalky.
Like,
and
remember they had that, if you got the lucky box, it was all marshmallows?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, remember they talked about that.
Is Cinnamon Toast Crunch still around?
Yeah.
That was my jam back in the day.
It still is.
I haven't seen it in a while.
Well, you haven't been looking hard enough.
Yeah, you got to do that. You've been looking at healthy stuff?
Man.
I grab the Cheerios and then I get the heck out of there.
Wow. Listen to her.
It is so good.
It is good.
It sounds to me like a breakfast cereal is a real weak spot for you.
I can't buy it because I will eat the entire box.
I eat mine for snacks.
My roommate buys them and I just stare at them and I think, don't do it. No, I like mixing cereals.
Ooh, that's combo. Weird.
Now, that's, Seinfeld has talked about that before.
Oh, really?
All right, so what's your two favorite?
It just depends on what's available. My dad buys cereal, so it's always at my parents' house.
I've been a cereal segregationist forever.
So I really like...
cereal separatist.
I'm not racist when it comes to cereal.
This will not stand.
I like to be inclusive with my cereals.
Of course you do.
I like Life and Cheerios together is good.
Uh-huh.
Honey Nut Cheerios, of course.
Oh, of course.
Nobody messes that plain
stuff.
Yeah,
you can't do that plain things anymore.
No.
Yeah, okay.
So that's a good one. And then, it really just depends on what's... Life is a good mixer with kind of anything because there's not a lot of taste to it, and it's just like a nice...
Right.
Check this out. Cocoa Pebbles.
Okay.
And Fruity Pebbles.
No.
That's a whoa.
Chocolate fruit.
Too. I'm just saying.
And I like the different textures. That's all one texture.
Okay. Oh.
Cocoa Pebbles and Fruity Pebbles. They're all pebbles.
I've never looked
Speaking
at two
of
separate.
Pebbles.
Oh, we're going back to that again.
She's not going to get over this, by the way. You ruined her day.
I found an article and actually read it. It was so disturbing. This poor girl. I do understand her point about not wanting to let him out and then like him just getting run over by a car and him being scared or something. But to have to flush your...
She didn't have to choose to do that.
She didn't have to get on that plane.
Because I've killed a hamster on accident.
Oh, this is bringing up a lot of dark memories.
There
for
Chelsea. Where our problem
this is what it is. We're having psychology right now.
Yeah, little radio therapy thing going on.
But I didn't choose to kill it. It was an accident.
What happened? Did you?
It would.
Did you stick it?
If she doesn't want to, it's okay.
Okay.
No, it's okay. I don't mind.
All right. Okay. All right.
So
see that tore up about it.
Yeah.
We might have to. I've got to go over to peace.
All right. So we'll postpone it and we'll do it in a little while. That'll be fine. We'll talk about when you did in your hamster.
That's right.
Hey, Brazos Valley. John Allen and Rusty here laying. You know that if you're in the market for a pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Allen Honda.
We dare you to compare our large hand-picked inventory of top-quality pre-owned vehicles.
Every make and model is certified, comes with a free Carfax report, and is backed by our nationwide 12-12 warranty.
We take pride in servicing, detailing, and touching up all used vehicles so you can rest assured they are top quality.
Allen Honda sets the standard in pre-owned, so trust in the blue at Allen Honda Pre-Owned.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
Are you tired of shaving, waxing, and plucking? Then it's time to ask Childs Dermatology about permanent hair reduction with laser hair removal. Not all hair removal lasers are created equal. Childs Dermatology uses the most advanced, elite MPX laser, clinically proven to target and destroy hair growth cells without harming surrounding skin. So forget the hassle of razors and tweezers. Call Childs Dermatology for laser hair removal with the elite MPX laser. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Tyler Sexton's whole life has been a long shot. He was 6 weeks premature and born with cerebral palsy. The disease affects his balance and the muscle control in his legs. Walking is challenging and often dangerous. As a kid, Tyler fell a lot, 4 to 6 times a day. He's broken nearly every bone in his body. The teasing he received from other kids was relentless. It was so bad, he often pretended to be blind so people would leave him alone. Things didn't get any easier for Tyler as an adult. He dreamed of becoming a doctor, but he was told he'd never succeed. Experts told him no one would take him seriously as a doctor. One person suggested that he just sharpen pencils for a living because he'd never amount to anything. Tyler attended medical school outside the U.S. despite his straight A's. Tyler is now the head of pediatrics at a hospital in Mississippi. He's also a member of our Physicians Resource Council here at Focus on the Family. Tyler has overcome a lot. He's used his disabilities as a springboard to success, and that should inspire all of us, because underneath it all, we're the same. We all have strengths and we all have weaknesses. Tyler says the world can see his handicap, but we're all struggling with something. The only thing separating Tyler from anyone else is his willingness to use his disabilities as a reason to achieve instead of an excuse to fail. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 82nd Masters Tournament, April 2nd through the 8th, on the tournament's official website, masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other, and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live full-screen HD video coverage, including the par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2018 Masters.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning at 7:51. 14th-ranked Texas A&M women's basketball picked up a huge win last night, rolling over Ole Miss 83-54. The victory was special in more ways than one, as it marked the 350th for Coach Gary Blair in Aggieland.
All the great coaches I've had over the years, the great players that played here at A&M, it's been pretty special. So I've had 15 of my best years of my life here. So that's what I'm happy about. Hopefully we've touched a few lives along the way and turned them into solid citizens out there that are contributing, using that Aggie degree and Aggie ring. That's what it's all about.
Freshman Kennedy Carter led the way with 26 points for the Aggs, who improved to 19-6 overall and 8-3 in SEC play. In the men's game, Cameron Johnson put up 18 points and pulled down 13 rebounds as number 21 North Carolina upended ninth-ranked Duke last night, 82-78 in Chapel Hill. Elsewhere, number 16 Clemson blew past Pitt, 72-48, and UCLA pulled off the upset over 13th-ranked Arizona, 82-74 in Tucson. Now for Texas A&M, the guys will be in action tomorrow as they welcome number 24 Kentucky to town. The Maroon and White are fresh off an 81-80 upset at number 8 Auburn and are going for their fourth straight win. Tip-off against the Wildcats is at 7:15 with broadcast right here on WTAW. Over on the softball diamond, the number 6 Aggies kick off their season this afternoon against Houston in the Aggie Classic. Senior shortstop Kristen Coya says she's ready to go.
It's so exciting, especially senior year, you know, coming together as a team. It's all about us. That's our mindset this year, is just going out there, taking one pitch at a time, believing in each other, and just having each other's backs.
Kristen and the ladies are fresh off an appearance at the World Series in Oklahoma City, and Coach Joe Evans says that's the plan again this year.
We return all our starters, and we've got some really good depth on this team, and so yeah, the goal and expectation is College World Series, and then being realistic, understanding a lot of things can happen along the way, injuries, some bad luck, some tough chances. So it's a matter of us just really staying focused on who we are as a ball club, not trying to do too much. I don't want our senior class to go into it thinking this has to be the greatest year they've ever had, and then they put a lot of pressure on themselves.
The Aggies will look to get off to a hot start this afternoon when they square off against U of H at 3:15 at the Aggie Softball Complex. Broadcast will be on Willie 1550 and RadioAggieland.com. Only one NBA Lone Star team was making moves in yesterday's trade deadline as the Dallas Mavericks sent guard Devin Harris to the Denver Nuggets in a three-team deal that gets him Doug McDermott from the New York Knicks. Now, speaking of the Mavs, they fell to the Golden State Warriors last night, 121-103. Out on the ice, Tyler Seguin scored twice, Ben Bishop made 37 saves, and the Dallas Stars beat the fading Chicago Blackhawks 4-2 for their fourth straight win.
I felt good out there. Just go out there and try to do your job. I thought the guys did a good job in front of me. A couple big blocks there. A couple, you know, chances around the net, guys were able to clear it out. So it was a good team effort. The defense definitely was there tonight. And, you know, I definitely went off the one power play goal. I don't know if that's a set play, but not much chance. When he misses the net, it goes right on his forehand. So other than that, we did a good job. And, you know, they got some good players over there to sort of shut him down. And, you know, a good third period there where we had the lead. And it's important to kind of, you know, not give it up and obviously get these 2 points.
That's Bishop after the win. The Stars improved to 32-19-4 on the year and strengthened their hold on the top wild card in the Western Conference. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Team Fordham Navasota. I'm Zach Taylor, and your deal of the day today, a 2014 GMC 1500. This is a clean truck with a payment as low as $374 a month. A GMC 1500, so you're talking about the top of the line GMC $374 a month. That's a great payment. You head south of Highway 6, you find Team Ford of Navasota, you tell them that you want to see this thing. Again, I'm Zach Taylor, and that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota.
Hi, this is Eric Wally at Sunshine Fun Pools. I was recently asked, who do you see as your ideal customer, and who do you think gets the most enjoyment out of their pool? Well, while there are ecstatic pool owners from all walks of life, one particular group comes to mind, and that's grandparents. Grandparents that build a pool and spa for the enjoyment of their grandchildren. And that really makes sense if you think about it. They're obviously in a different season of their lives as they've softened the edges of parenthood, and now it's all about being present and having fun with those grandkids. We've been talking about the role a custom pool and spa can take in special moments for families, and I can't think of anything more touching than grandma and grandpa creating lifelong memories with their grandbabies, right? If you're a grandparent out there listening right now and this sounds like something you'd like to explore, give us a call at Sunshine Fun Pools. We'll show you our new top-to-bottom plus cleaning and circulation system from Hayward. It takes the manual labor out of cleaning your pool, giving you more time for the important things and people in your life. Come see us. We'll help you create your story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. In today's busy world, we are sometimes complacent with the choices we have made. Fortunately, with propane suppliers, regardless of your current agreement, you have a choice and change is easy. Contact J&B Propane to find out how this hassle-free conversion can benefit you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, do you want to recount the...
Sure.
Okay,
I can. Yeah. So I had a hamster. His name was Peanut. He was very tiny, so I used to have to duct tape the sides of his cage because he would escape. He could fit through the bars.
Okay.
So when I would clean his cage, I would also replace his duct tape. So I was cleaning his cage one day in the garage, and during cleanings, he would get to hang out in his little plastic ball, the ones that they roll around in and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, old duct tape was in the driveway, which he became stuck to in his ball.
Oh, no.
Unbeknownst to me. until I looked over, maybe 10 minutes-ish later.
Yeah.
So basically, I baked my hamster in his plastic ball because it was summertime. It was probably about 90 degrees outside. Right. I did revive him, and he was breathing and moving, but the poor little guy just couldn't handle the heat stress. Okay. Well, that is how I accidentally killed my hamster. I would have never chose to flush him down a toilet.
Got it.
I've heard this story before.
I've told it before. Yeah.
It's still sad.
It's very sad. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wearing makeup for sweating at the gym is a thing now.
Okay.
Have you heard of this?
Well, no, not like purposely putting makeup on for the gym.
The New York Post says that gym beauty products are a growing category.
Okay.
Divided into two camps, basically perspiration-proof makeup to help you look more polished while you do your moves.
But you're supposed to sweat. It's good for you.
Or there's after exercise skincare designed to help your skin clean up and calm down.
Okay.
Do you feel like your skin needs to calm down after you've been working out? You're going, oh, I'd be
flushed.
Fine except by my skin. Yeah. We got new emojis. We got 157 new emojis we'll talk about next half hour.
So don't have the Texas flag.
Nice.
No, we do. You know, that's a good point.
I know.
In the meantime, a popular karaoke microphone has been recalled. Reports of at least four of the microphones either bursting into flames or exploding while you use them.
Yikes.
Karaoke was hot the other night. Yeah.
The Rock Solo Bluetooth karaoke microphone, which is sold at Walmart, which is where everybody goes. That's the go-to place for your karaoke mic, just so you know. All right? It's 51. 8 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.